Politics is about power, the control and authority over others. All facets of our lives involve power relationships, but not everything becomes a social issue. When personal political situations are shared, they can create a community of like-minded people. This can lead to a social movement that seeks to change these power relations. At this larger level, the remedies are sought in the courts and in the legislatures, but also sometimes in the larger culture. Consider the recent battles for gay marriage. That was a social movement fought on multiple fronts: courts, legislatures, and culture, including music, film, and television. Music is a social phenomenon. Music is created for others, and it is experienced socially. Even when we listen by ourselves, we are still engaged with another person, even if only with the performer on the recording. Popular music is focused most often on personal issues: love, youth, sex. These personal issues, when shared, can become collective political issues. When music becomes part of a social movement focused on some political goal, the redistribution of power in society, it can be used in many different ways. As we will see, a lot of songs are ambiguous and can be used in different ways by different social movements or politicians. Some music is explicit about the kind of change sought. Go vote. Most popular music evokes a vision of what the world could be like. In other words, it is utopian. Some music can have seemingly nothing to do with the social movement, but can be appropriated by individuals. This happens often in political campaigns. Music can be used to support that status quo, conservative, challenge the status quo, emancipatory, or a little bit of both, negotiated.